Welcome to our podcast. I'm Owen Jones, and I'm here with Marcus Collins to discuss if we think Brave New World could ever happen in the real world. Now, Marcus, I know I think that Brave New World could never happen, but what about you? Where do you stand on this matter?
Yeah, no, I don't think it could ever happen. Everything the book does just seems too unlikely to actually happen, even in the distant future.
I completely agree. No matter how far society progresses, it would never get to the level it has in Brave New World. I know that Brave New World is meant to be taken as an exaggeration, an allegorical story told to discuss the growing disconnect from humanity that our world has been exposed to because of the boom in industry. But more than once, the question, "Do you think Brave New World could actually happen?" has been asked, and every time I've answered with a resounding no. Of course, there would never be a group of people named Bernard, Helmholtz, and John who all happened to be defecting at the same time, but that was never the question being asked. I do not believe that the world will ever begin to even resemble the dystopian world displayed in Brave New World. There will never be a world state, and the people of the world will never let eugenics be normalized, especially not to the point of mass manipulation for the benefit of the social class system. The message that the book is sending, that modernization is changing the way society functions, is one that isn't entirely false, but is still greatly exaggerated for the sake of story and should never be taken to heart.
The entire thing just seems far-fetched. The idea that society would change this drastically just seems impossible. It literally uproots the foundations of life in society.
The world is constantly changing and technology is always improving. But the world will never reach the point it has in Brave New World. And if we had the technology to recreate the world of Brave New World, I don't think we would.
In the book, it is stated that death has been completely normalized and that no one cares when someone dies. This is because it goes against their programming to care. The eugenics displayed in the book completely distances the mass populace from emotion. Something as simple as pregnancy has become archaic, replaced by the world state so they can manipulate people before they're even people. They give the subject a collection of main priorities that encompass their personality. They don't care about the death of someone they once knew because they can't care. They have to work or take soma, doing the same thing they do every week. Forget about the idea of people not caring about the death of what could be called loved ones. These people don't even have loved ones. These people don't care about anything besides the same five things that society makes them value.
The people in this story aren't just mindless drones with no personality and complete lack of free thought, but they aren't exactly free either. It's apparent here when they are so disconnected from natural life that everyone only cares about the same five things.
The society in Brave New World has completely lost the ability to see the value in life. That's something I don't think society in the real world will ever lose sight of.
These people are shells of what we consider to be people. The natural birthing process has been completely invalidated. Instead, they grow these people through hatcheries controlled by the government. Using eugenics, the world state can change anything about you. They can and will manipulate your genetics so you can fit into this world's social class system. They can improve you or tear you down before you even get a chance to try. And I use the term you lightly. Any individuality you thought you had goes right out the window when you realize that you were made from a template and there are around 98 people exactly like you. Now, do you think anyone would let this happen? A single person? Maybe a corrupt CEO of some big successful car company like in the book, or a worried government, but there's literally no feasible way they could get away with this. Not even the government could pull off this level of control.
The way the majority of the public will never change, I just can't see that happening. It seems ridiculous that people entertain the idea of humans one day being born from hatcheries, let alone the idea of mass genetic exploitation through eugenics.
This idea seems so far-fetched and so dystopian. This idea could only live on purely through allegory.
This is all based around the idea that someone has a reason that warrants the attempt for mass control. A successful CEO might want more efficient production and harder working employees, but that doesn't mean they can bring back eugenics. If their government wants to control the masses or strive for world peace, there's no way they could go about doing this that doesn't face public outcry. You would have to be insane to try to attain this level of control. What Brave New World is promoting is objectively impossible, be it because of outcry from the public, other countries, or the rest of the government that is trying to push these new policies. It just can't be done. There's no new world order that wants to control the masses and change the way that everyone functions just so they could have some control over the world. There's no way anyone or any establishment could establish control over the country, be it to benefit the government, the economy, or some misguided attempt at helping the public.
The idea that a group of people would find that the benefits of complete control of the public would make the process of attaining that control seems worth it, is ridiculous to me. It would never work.
I mean, really, it's basically a lost cause from the start.
The book also pushes the idea that the world state uses soma to control the populace, and while this isn't as far-fetched as reviving eugenics, I still can't see this happening. Releasing a product en masse to keep the public docile like animals sounds like it was crafted specifically for conspiracy theorists. The idea that eating the government-mandated strawberry ice cream antidepressants is something that could only hold water in a dystopian novel. Even in the real world, if the government tried to push mandated sedatives, there would be pushback from the rest of the government and the general people. The people would be mortified and the rest of the world would take every action to prevent this. There's just no reason for any of this that would benefit society. It wouldn't even benefit the people who could use something that would help them attain happiness, as we already have medicine made for that purpose approved by the FDA.
This just seems like something Alex Jones would rant about. I don't see how likely it is this would happen, or even if there's a valid reason why the government would think this would help them.
Of course, even if they did manage to release a mandate that says they must take the soma, what are they going to do from there? Work them harder while they're basically sedated? There's practically nothing useful or beneficial they could do with soma. This is just another thing that only works as an exaggeration of the improvement of medicine and government's involvement in medicine. What I think is interesting is the censorship of the media displayed in the book. In the world established in the book, they ban books. There are no books to promote free thinking or even just as trivial entertainment. The world state finds the books intimidating, scared that free thought and would weaken the hold the world state has on society, but this would never work, as most acts of mass censorship in history has never ended well. Mass censorships of books usually have the same ending. Throughout history, people have tried this mass censorship through book burnings, and, well, they've never worked. When the Nazis tried to burn anti-German books in large fires, they wanted to destroy what was considered dangerous propaganda and impure titles, trying to keep everything pure and pro-German. We all know how that all turned out for the Nazis. There's little difference between this and what the world state is doing. They fear giving society the freedom and power through something as simple as books, so they got rid of them and replaced them with their own propaganda. If the government was to try to censor the media today, it wouldn't just be books. They would have to ban the internet and TV and radio, and this is to assume the public doesn't stop them in the first place. You would have to be insane if you tried to start this.
I definitely don't think that taking away or controlling the media or anything like that would end well for anyone.
Yeah, there's no way this could end well.
In conclusion, there is no feasible way that the world presented in Brave New World could ever happen. There is no way that any government could ever resemble the world state. They would never replace the individuality in humanity with manufactured humans. They'd never be able to force an addiction to soma. They wouldn't even be able to get away with banning books and other forms of media. There would always be opposition to the theoretical transition from the rest of the government or the public. When you take a look at what the government is trying to do today, and then you look at the reaction from the citizens it would be affecting, it's easy to see how unlikely it is that the real world will ever barely resemble the world of Brave New World. This